Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Gosh, you know what? I'm missing you. Because this is a pre-record, you know, and I don't get to actually talk to you, you know, in a more immediate way. But what the heck? This is the last push, everybody. We're nearly done. This is the end of Yapfest 21. Enjoy.
Another time last year.
Oh, God.
Yes. We did one about lyrics, specifically.
Yes.
And I told you about song poems. And you were saying, I remember at the time, you said, oh, that sounds like a classical thing, and that's a tone poem. That's a tone poem,
okay.
Not a song poem.
Okay.
And the song poem was the thing where basically there was the advert in the newspaper saying, is that the picture of? Yeah, it is. Are saying, send us your lyrics, and we'll produce an amazing song, and it'll be a hit, and you will be a star. And
definitely.
Then they basically just said, now send us $200 and we'll record it. And it'll be a hit and you'll be a star.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they sent them like 10 copies of the record. And there you go. And that's it.
That's right. And they were effectively having to thumb people's lyrics into
really,
whatever premeditated song template they had.
Yeah, quite difficult in some cases.
Fantastic.
There was no sort of attempt, because obviously they probably had the song written already.
Exactly.
And it's like, okay, well, the words... We'll make it fit.
Because it'll probably go A-A-B-B or A-B-A-B.
Yeah. But not in this case.
In all kinds
of alphabetic. Well, I mentioned it at the time, but I didn't play it, but it's one of the better song poems. It's by a guy called John Truby.
Okay.
And it's called Peace and Love.
Oh, I mean, I love peace and love.
It has got an alternative title, but that will become clear when we hear it.
Oh, God.
This guy, this is what we thought about when we were talking about song poems. It's like, well, what's to stop you from just writing the most ridiculous things and sending it off, and then they'll make a song of it?
Okay.
And this guy was bored and, like, in a boring job, and he just thought, I don't care.
I'm just gonna do this.
I think, you know, he may have even been drunk when he did it.
I'm just gonna.
And he wrote these lyrics.
Okay.
And sent them off thinking that they would go, you know,
we can't do this.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
They said, $200
Great hit. Yeah.
So they did it. And a legend was born. This is, you just have to hear it to believe it, really. Have a listen.
I got high last night on LSD. My mind was beautiful and I was free. Warts love my nipples because they are pink. Vomit on me, baby, yeah. A blind man's penis is a wreck because he is blind. It's a wreck because he is blind.
Oh, wow.
A blind man's penis is a wreck because he's blind. It's a wreck because he's blind.
I can see the 5-star Airbnb rating going right out of the window. as that lovely song floats out across the smallish garden to the neighbours here at this rented accommodation.
Who wouldn't want to hear that, though.
I mean
it's quite moving in a way.
Yeah, yeah. It's very stirring.
That was Ramsey Kearney singing there.
Well done, Ramsey. He wasn't comfortable with that word.
He sounds quite comfortable to me. I think it was, I mean, you know, that's now famous, that song, obviously.
I can imagine.
I think they might have even been covered.
I think, yeah, I think they used it for the iPhone ad, didn't they? They always choose such good music for that.
They do. Such good music. Yeah.
Who made The Source? I love that tune. Do you know? Have you heard that one?
I don't know that.
Who made The Sauce? I made The Sauce. What's in The Sauce? I am The Sauce.
Do you not know that?
It's really good.
Does everybody know that?
It's the new iPhone.
Nobody else knows that.
Who made The Sauce? It's okay. Just trust me. Just trust me. It's really good.
Okay, so
I am The Sauce.
Then, at another point, we talked about. I think this one was an outtake from my world tour, our first world tour that we did.
Oh, yeah.
And we had some interesting music from around the world.
This whole podcast slightly feels like I've got legitimate amnesia and you're simply trying to trigger any kind of memory in me.
Yeah.
You remember this one, surely.
Yeah. You know this.
Of course.
So this one, I wanted to include this one. This is by a guy called... Well, I say a guy. It's by someone called Rajput and the Sepoy Mutiny.
Okay.
There he is. There they are.
It sort of sounds like some horrific tale from the British colonial past.
This is 1968.
Okay.
It's kind of when sitars were very popular.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? I mean, and who wouldn't want to hear sitar versions of things like
me.
This.
me. I wouldn't.
This one, this is interesting because I don't know what this is called. I mean, I do know what it's called, but it's a piece of music that you know, but why do you know it? Why do you
know
it?
So you're not going to tell us what it is. Do we have to guess?
Well, I don't think it is called this because I looked this up and it's not, and that's not what I thought.
Okay.
But you'll know it. Let's have a listen. It's quite.
You know this.
It's beautiful and moving. That's all.
Okay. If you know it, call out.
Yeah.
Oh. It's that one.
Yeah, it's that one.
That goes.
I mean, of course, do that on sitar. That makes sense.
It's nice. You know, the sort of portamentos. You okay? The mouth was making a crying shape.
It was very moving. Anybody do you recognize this?
It's that tune that goes to. Keith
Harrison Orville.
Yeah, Keith Harrison Orville.
It's that tune that you always give somebody when they're telling a sob story.
Yeah. It's the smallest violin.
It's silent movie music, basically.
Oh, nearly. That's close. It's very close.
It's not close.
Near enough. Four part.
Yeah. For classical sitar music, it's close enough.
I enjoyed that.
I can't find anything.
Google's got the search thing now.
I did a search. I even like put in the notes. You can. There's a website where you can put in the notes, and it'll say, and it'll transpose it and work out what the tune is. Couldn't find that.
Nothing.
But everybody knows it. It's like inside a movie, and it's usually on a violin. And right, it is like or piano.
Tremolo piano on the octave.
Yeah. But yeah.
Okay.
So write in.
And please
tell me.
Tell us why not. What's that? Yeah. We shouldn't bother.
So we're getting there.
Are we getting there?
Not really. It's fine.
Should we pause after this one?
Okay.
Break after this?
We'd be halfway after this.
Let's definitely pause then. Jesus Christ.
Very
too much
sorry.
Of a good thing.
Well, you know, I didn't want to, you know, I've been leaving them out all this time.
I know.
I want to put them back in.
You will put them back in.
Tighten up in the edit.
My prince. You're tighten up in the edit.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be fine.
So, you know I did one about Batman, obviously.
No, did you?
Yes.
Wow, cool. I must hear it. Was I there?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
And
was
we
that funny? Had,
yeah. You were great.
Did I sound smug? Okay.
Yeah. And we included a bit of ooh, it was a bit of
it's windy there.
Wind blast on the mic. Yeah. Yeah. A bit of the stars of the 1966 Batman series had a bit of a record career.
Oh yeah,
and we had a little bit of Adam West doing Miranda. Do you remember that?
Yes, I know. Yeah, I do. Yes. I do really. I do. Yeah, yeah I do. I totally do.
And
it was a podcast.
We also had we also had Burt Ward,
yes.
Robin himself, the Boy Wonder, singing his song "Boy Wonder, I Love You."
Yes,
with backing by Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention.
That's right.
Which is weird, right? It is weird.
That is weird.
But do you know what? The B-side of it.
Oh, God.
It's really good.
Yeah?
I really like it.
Okay, let's do it.
I mean, it's kind of like... It's kind of like... Frank Zappa's obviously been let loose. And it's like, you know, we're going to do this version of Orange Colour Sky.
Yeah.
You know, the standard.
Yeah. Jimi Hendrix.
Excuse you know the me. One. No.
You know this. I don't know this.
I was walking along the business.
Excuse me.
Of an orange coloured sky. Wham, bam, alakazam.
That makes sense.
Wonderful, you came back. That one.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Is it kapow splat?
Yes.
Exactly.
That's what they thought.
That makes sense. Love it.
That's what they thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Frank Zappa's had fun.
Should have done
this.
Like Zing Went the Strings of My Heart as well. That was another good onomatopoeic.
Yeah. Bang Zoom Let's Go by The Real Roxette could have done that, although no, that was 20 years on.
And the 1812 Overture. Go!
Orange Colour Sky, Burt Ward.
Yeah.
There he is.
Let's do this.
Okay, ready? Hacha!
Shouting, felt like, this is it, I've been hit, oh, why do you make clothes dirty, what do I do if I get an accident, why don't they like me, how can they keep picking on me, oh god, what are we going to do?
Oh, I didn't know what kind of trip I was on.
If that was within the first 70 takes, I'd be astonished.
I think it might have been just like one take. I think the whole thing.
Maybe, man. Maybe it was just that magic from the get-go. Guys, no, yeah. I think we got it.
Yeah, I think we got it.
I don't think they got it. that was amazing.
So there you go.
Tuneless or drunk or both. I can't.
Yeah, his singing career didn't take off.
No.
After that, I think they did want him to, you know, because Adam West had done quite well.
Yeah.
Because he could sing.
I mean, had they never seen Singing in the Rain? Like, it's not difficult.
I know.
Just get someone
else.
Get
Adam West to do it.
Get Commissioner Gordon to do it. It's going to be. Wow.
Yeah. There you go.
Well,
let's
pause for urgent dialysis and and leave it there. Yeah. Dave Yap. David Yap. Yeah. That's Yap. That is literally fadeable applause. You never get fadeable applause. That's amazing.
Wow. You've been able to do that with your applause that you've had sent in.
You've been able to fade that. I've always kept the full length. Needy.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.